You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete. The Bible is written so that its teachings can be understood by all who will read it as they seek God's help. Learn more about this truth in week 7 of our series, Worldview.
All right, good evening, 7 p.m. service. Just give a high five to your seatmates as well. If you're here for the first time, we've been going through this series called Worldview. And this year is all about being reminded or being taught that our worldview, our perspective in life should be shaped by the Word of God. If you're here for the past couple of weeks, we've talked about the different aspects of the Word of God that makes it so amazing, so special, that if you want a good worldview, then wala tayong ilan to pa apart from the Word of God. Our worldview should be shaped by God's words. As Christians, our views, beliefs, and convictions should no longer be shaped by the world. Meaning, it doesn't matter if whatever's trending out there, if a famous celebrity is advocating something, but if it's not in line with the Word of God, we should not have it as our worldview. Our worldview should be shaped by God's Word. And we talk about the different aspects of the Bible. We talked about the authority of Scripture, that it has the right to speak into our life because it is divinely inspired by God, meaning it came from God. Although it was written by men, the author behind the author was God. Not only that, we talked about the inerrancy of Scripture. That is, it's free from error. We talked about that, the benefits of Scripture. And last week, we talked about the sufficiency of Scripture. And that is, Scripture is not kulang. We don't need a Bible 2.0 to coincide with the Bible that we have right now. That means the Bible you have with you, whether it be printed or downloaded, that's exactly the Bible that God intended to be. It is sufficient. Now today, for this installment, we're going to talk about the clarity of Scripture. Clarity is important. When we say clarity of Scripture, it talks about Scripture being able to be understood. It's aspect, it's something that we can all understand when we read it. And clarity is very important because no matter how important something is, like for example, the Bible, if we can't understand it, then useless siya. Yes, it has the authority, it is free from error, it is sufficient, it has many benefits. But if we can't understand when we read it, then sayang. And perhaps for some of us here today, we feel that, Tom, how can I read the Bible? Can I read the Bible? Can I understand the Bible? I've just been a Christian for 5 minutes ago. I just started following Jesus an hour ago. Or Tom, I'm not a minister. I'm not working in the church. I'm just a student pa. Can I understand the Bible? Is the Bible something that we can all understand or is something for the religious elite lang? We're going to tackle that tonight, the clarity of Scripture. Clarity is very important. I mean, think of it this way. Anyone here, nawala na mo when you went on a trip somewhere? You got lost anywhere? Sa mall ba? How many of you got lost in the mall? It's one thing to get lost in the Philippines kasi at least you get to speak the same language, you can read. But there's this one story. One time, I went on a mission trip to the nation of Vietnam. And me and one of my teammates, we got lost in the city. It's one thing kung mawala ka sa Pilipinas, but when you're in another nation and you can't understand a single word nila nakasign, nakabutang nito, and you can't communicate with them because you can't understand what they're saying, lang level ang feeling na lost ka. I was there for a few minutes. Magnisinkin sa ko, man, I'm lost in another nation. I can't understand anything. Nothing is clear, even though there are signs and all that. There are people I can talk to, but dili mi makakommunicate because they can't understand what I'm saying. And I can't understand what they're saying. For a few minutes, I felt hopelessly lost. Good thing, I remembered na mi phone. So I can call my other teammates, even though I was lost in the middle of the city. And I'm sharing all of that because clarity is important. If you can't understand what you're reading, what you're seeing, it's going to be a hopeless situation. For some of you, maybe you can relate to this. Like for example, if mahilig mo K-drama, let's say you're watching your favorite K-drama or movie or Korean novela, you're excited to watch, but then narealize mo, walay subtitle. So kung sa mga dito, mag-adlib na lang ka, mag-dub na lang ka in Bisaya. If wala, diba, sayang, you won't be able to understand. Clarity is really important. The same thing, and most especially with the Bible. A lot of us, we miss out on what God has to say through His Word because we feel like, man, intimidating ang Bible. It's this ancient document. Kasi di ko qualified to read it. We're gonna debunk many of those and understand what it means na there's clarity in Scripture. So tonight, we're gonna answer two simple questions. Is the Scripture clear? Can it be understood? And secondly, if it is clear, if it can be understood, what does it mean when we say Scripture is understandable? That's what we're going to do tonight. So let me just read to you Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 to 7. It says here, "And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. The verses we just read a while ago comes from the book of Deuteronomy. And pretty interesting thing ang gibutang ni Moses here. In verse 6 of chapter 6, Moses says, "And these words that I command you," talking about the book of the law, or the Bible as we call it today, "it shall be on your heart." Moses is talking to people na God's word should be on your heart. You should treasure it, keep it. But not just that. Interesting thing ng next verse. In verse 7, he says, "You shall teach them," considering them, "diligently to your children." You shall teach the laws of God to your children. "And you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the road, when you lie down, when you rise." Moses is talking about teaching the word of God to children in everyday life. When you're walking by the road, start talking about the Bible sa ilaha. When you get up in the morning, when you're about to lie down, when you're in your house, just sitting around. Moses is talking to these people nga, when you talk about the book of the law, God's word, yes, I expect you to get it, kamo mga adults, but not just that. I even expect children to get it. Young as they were, the Israelite people, the Jewish people, they were pretty proud of how they raised their kids. Ang pride nila sa kids nila, young as they were, they know of the scriptures. Mas possible ba for them to forget their own names compared to forgetting scripture? That's the Jewish people's cultural practice and pride with their kids. Young as they are, they believe kids could get it. And this speaks a lot of us. If Moses believed that young kids or children could get the word of God, how much more us? Whether you're a student here right now, you're working, or you're married, how many of you believe na you're smarter than a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old? You guys are all smarter than a 4- or 5-year-old. No offense among kids here right now, of course. It goes to show if kids could learn it and get it, how much more us? That is why every week we have our kids' church. Perhaps some of you don't know, but every week while we're having our service here at the main hall at 10, 3, and 5 p.m., we have our kids' church in the other rooms. While we are praising God and hearing the word, sila po, as they praise dance, they get to hear the word, young as 4 years old, they are being taught the Bible na. Nanay preaching sa ila, young as 4 years old until like 12 years old sa kids' church. So if they could learn and get that, how much more us? Because if you think about it, since God wants to communicate who He is and what He has done through the scriptures, if He wants to communicate it to us, and of course, it would only follow that He would make it clear and readable for us. He would make it possible for us to understand it. I mean, think of it this way. If God is our Heavenly Father, and He wants His children to understand what He's trying to communicate, He would want us to be able to read it. Much like, you know, if parents would leave the house, say business buhaton, or say errands, and nabilin ang anak. Diba, mga kids, or if you have this experience siguro before sa parents niyo, have you ever woke up one day to find notes like this in your house left by your parents? For example, like this one, "I forgot to buy snacks. I hope my love is enough to fuel to get you through the day. Love, Mom." Meaning, nak, wala kayong pagkaon, please survive. May my love be enough for you. Well, my point lang in sharing this is, it's a simple note. It's not like Mom had to craft a coded message there. Anak, please decipher this using this keyword for you to understand the instruction I left you. It's not like it's coded in numbers or something. It's something readable. Kasi, of course, anak man niya, the parent or the mom wants her son or daughter to understand the instruction that is trying to leave behind. The same thing with us, kang God. Because God is our Heavenly Father. He wants to communicate, live instructions for us to live our lives well. He made the Bible readable and knowable for us. Dr. Wayne Grudem comments about the clarity of Scripture. "The clarity of Scripture means that the Bible is written in such a way that its teachings are able to be understood by all who read it, seeking God's help and being willing to follow it." The Bible as it is, your Bible with you, whether they downloaded or printed na siya, it is possible for you to understand that Bible. Or if you don't have a Bible right now, when you buy one, you can understand what you're reading. God made it possible for us. It's clear enough for us to understand it. You don't need to be a religious elite. Tom, I don't have a degree in theology. It doesn't matter. You can understand the Bible. As young kids can understand it. So in other words, if kaya na to makasabot o calculus, whatever is that hardest subject, if you could get through that and survive that and pass that, you can understand the Bible. All of you guys are smart enough. You have the ability to comprehend what is written in God's Word. And we're going to learn more what it means. So what does it mean when we say knowable ang Bible? To answer the first question, Scripture can be understood. It can be understood. You don't need a degree in theology to be an expert to understand Scripture. Now, let's expound on that. What does it mean when we say Scripture can be understood? What does it mean for us? To what extent? What does it mean? So I'm going to share three simple points as we talk about Scripture being able to be understood. And the first of which is that God's Word can be understood by people who seek Him. It can be understood by those who are seeking Him. In Ezra chapter 7, verse 10, "For Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach His statutes and rules in Israel." Important thing we need to consider when we read God's Word, we can't be passive readers. Na parang wala lang, you're just reading the Bible. But when you read God's Word, you have to have an expectant heart. And you're going to get something when you read God's Word. That God's going to reveal, speak to you as you read the Word. You're going to get something. It's not just random text there. It's not just an old writings there. But it's something important. Be expectant that you're seeking God to speak through you, through the Word. Because the Bible is God's written will. He wants to reveal things through the Bible. He wants to communicate through the Bible to us. That's why we need to be expectant when we read it. Like, Lord, what are you trying to tell me through this scripture? It's kind of like when you're looking for something missing. For example, if nawala ang keys nimo, you're looking for it. When you're trying to look it in your bag, if na-drop nimo siya, you're not possibly looking at, nabadre? I don't know, maybe nadre ang keys na ako. Ah, wala siguro. But you're expectant, asa man to? Pangitaw na ako? Is it in this pocket? You're eagerly anticipating, nato dre siya. I'm gonna find that key. I have to find that key. That same anticipation when you're looking for something lost, bring that when you're reading the Word of God. Imagine like you're some archaeologist trying to discover something. Whenever you read the Word of God, have that attitude that like you're seeking something. Now, moving forward, when we say clarity of Scripture, yes, it's understandable. Yes, we can get it when we seek God. But clarity of Scripture as well doesn't necessarily mean it's easy to understand. There might be some parts of Scripture that, yes, you can read it in one go, you'll be able to understand it, but there may be some parts that maybe you have to read it again and again. Perhaps for some of us here today, we've had experiences nga, Lord, unsa man ni? Wala ko kasabot. Help me to understand it. And that's okay. Maybe there are times na we have to ask other people to help us understand the Scripture. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, God told Joshua, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it." Meditate on it day and night, God told Joshua. He didn't say, "Joshua, meditate on this once, and you'll be prosperous and successful now." But he said, do it day and night, continuously. In other words, when we talk about Scripture, it's a lifelong journey. Trying to read, trying to understand the Bible is a lifelong journey. In other words, you can't expect na you're going to read Scriptures tomorrow, Monday. You're going to read it from cover to cover. Good for you. But you can't say, "Tom, I've read everything in Scripture. I know everything na. Okay na ko." No, it's a lifelong journey. The more you read it, no matter how many times you've read it, there's always something new to discover and rediscover there. There's always something there that you missed out on their first reading. I've known people nga, sometimes they would spend weeks or days just reading one chapter. Every time they would read it, there's something else they could get it. It's like you're reading something that's inexhaustible. There's always something new there. So it's a lifelong journey of reading the Scripture. Dili sa sayon lang, okay, I got everything na from one reading. And that's perfectly okay. We're going to read it again and again. God said to Joshua, meditate on it day and night. To emphasize the lifelong journey that he had to read it. This is my second point. God's Word can be understood with the help of the Holy Spirit. Yes, there may be points in the Bible that it's hard for us to understand. But the good thing is, maybe at first glance, mag-isod ta, maglibog ta, unsa man siya, unsa pasabot ani Lord. But the good thing is, because the Holy Spirit is with us, He helps us be able to understand the Bible all the more. Now, without the Holy Spirit, we wouldn't be able to understand the Bible at all. Psalms 119 verse 18 says, "Open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law." The psalmist writes, "Open my eyes, Lord, abri ang mata na ako." It doesn't mean he's physically blind, but the psalmist understood na apart from God, apart from the grace of God, the work of God in his life, he wouldn't be able to fully comprehend what is written in Scripture. Yes, we can read the scriptures as it is, but we can't get its true meaning, its insights. For some of us, you remember that time before you became a follower of God, you read to the Bible, parang, unsa man ni, wao ka sabot. Yes, you can read it, you can read the grammar and everything, but you don't know what it's really trying to tell you. You don't get what it's really trying to show, the insight, the meaning behind it. But the moment you became a follower of Jesus, the moment you became a believer, a Christian, suddenly there's just the new sense of when you're reading the Bible, you get to understand it better. It's like something unlocked in your mind. Na parang before, you couldn't understand it. But now, when you read it, the text comes alive. Now you're able to comprehend it. Matthew 13, verse 15, we get this description. Why before, dilita kasabot, and now we can understand na. There are many reasons why we might not be able to fully understand scripture. Maybe because we didn't study much lang jud, or we don't want to believe what is written in it. Like for example, in this verse, for this people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and turn and I would heal them. This verse tells us that the reason why we can't understand scripture sometimes is because we refuse to listen and to read what is written there. We refuse to accept it. Lord, this is what I read. Lord, you can handle me now, Annie. As we read there, is that the passage? Their hearts are hardened, their eyes are covered, their ears are dull, unable to hear what the scripture is trying to tell them. Have you ever had an argument with someone? You're trying to tell them, you're trying to explain to them, you're trying to convince them something, but di siya maminaw. Cover ng ears niya, bleh, di ko maminaw ni mo. Have you had that? Especially pag bata pa mo before? It's kind of like that, ang picture. The reason why people can't comprehend scriptures because they don't want to receive what the scripture is trying to tell them. But the moment we became a believer, because that changed ang nature na to, because of what God did for us, we're able to comprehend it. Going back to the verse I read earlier, the word open from Psalms 119 comes from the Greek word dianoigo, if I can pronounce it right. It means to open the mind of someone, to cause to understand a thing, or removing a veil or a covering. In other words, it's like removing something from our minds, from our eyes, that kept us from understanding scripture before. But with God, we can finally understand it. It's kind of like when you go to the movies and you're about to watch a 3D movie, you need these 3D glasses. If you try to watch a 3D movie without them, maglabad rang ulo nimo. Ano blurry, ano unsa ang ganyang itsura, you can appreciate it. But if you have 3D glasses, then you'll be able to get and you'll be able to fully understand what's going on. Without those glasses, you won't be able to see properly. You won't be able to appreciate the movie. Mangisog ra ka, ngayon man, blurry, weird ang screen. But with those glasses, you'll be able to see well. The same thing is what the Holy Spirit does for us. He makes us be able to see and comprehend what is happening. The whole point in sharing this is that without God, without the Holy Spirit, we won't be able to fully comprehend what is written in the Word of God. It goes to show you that it's not the Bible's fault if we can't understand something. If ever there are passages in the Bible you feel like, Lord, di ko kasabot, it's not like nagkulang si God nga, man, Lord, I wish you wrote specific instructions. This is what it means. Kani. There's nothing wrong with the Bible. There's something wrong in us. There's something in us that's keeping us from fully reading and embracing what the Bible is trying to tell us. It's kind of like when you have a clear instruction pero sayop gibuhat's tawo. Like for example, this from a textbook of an elementary student. Yun ang instruction, name the quadrilaterals. Give a name to the shapes. And innocent as the kid is, she wrote, the name of the square is Bob. The name of the rectangle is Teddyson. The other rectangle is Harry. Okay, name the square man daw. So that's what she wrote. But of course, when we read it, we know what the teacher is trying to tell or the workbook is trying to tell. Name it as its proper name, a square, rectangle, and all that. Pero lahat man niya, si Kate, si Susan, unang gibudak niya. Another example of not following the signs correctly is this one. If your dog does a poo, please put it in a litter bin. So he thought, kung magpuwi mong dog, ilabay ang dog. I guess more like, ah, nagpuwi si dog. So ilabay ato si dog sa trash can. Si dog parang, ha, usan na itabo. Wag po, wag po. Anyway, my point in sharing that is it goes to show us that even if clear ang instructions, human as we are, we make mistakes. Mas clear na instructions, we still fail to follow it properly. Now, if kana mangani mang tao, yes, it also happens when we're reading the Bible. A lot of times, it's just our fault. But good thing the Holy Spirit is there to guide us. That is wherein we have the doctrine of illumination. It sounds like a big word, but really, it's simple lang. Illumination simply means the Spirit making us understand the revealed knowledge of God. Perhaps you've heard of people nga when they read their Bible, ay nag-reveal si God sa ako ba? Naka-revelation from God. What they actually mean is, I have this illumination from God. Because when you talk about revelation, revelation means something that God has never revealed before to any other person. But here's the thing, when you read the Word of God, this right here is revelation in itself. There's nothing new to add to this. So what's happening here is that the Holy Spirit is making you understand the revealed, written will of God, the Bible. It's kind of like when you were walking down a dark path, di ba? Let's say nakasingit-ngit ng lugar, it's dark. You're walking down the path, you can't see anything. But when you turn on a flashlight or a lamp, you're able to see the path na. It's not like it was never there before, it's just that you couldn't see it. But with the light, you're able to see it. The same thing is what the Holy Spirit does for us. He illuminates what we are reading. John 16 verse 13 says, "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come." It says here, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He guides us into all truth. In other words, every time you read the Bible, it's not just your own brain cells trying to comprehend it. The Holy Spirit is there to guide you. So ask wisdom from the Holy Spirit. Ask His leading. Holy Spirit, help me understand. What am I reading? If you ever feel lost in something in Scripture, Lord, unsa may Lord, ask, pray to God, Lord, what does this mean? Give me insight. Make me be able to see and understand what this means, Lord. And He will be able to illuminate it. And if ever you still can't understand it, then you can ask other people. Maybe the Holy Spirit has illuminated it for them as well. So then you can ask from them. The whole point lang is the Holy Spirit makes us be able to understand God's Scriptures. He illuminates it for us. Through the Holy Spirit, we are able to comprehend Scripture. So you don't have to worry, church. If you feel like, man, I'm not smart enough, it doesn't matter. If fishermen, simple folk could understand Scripture, you can understand Scripture. If we can all understand Scripture. The third thing I want to share is that God's Word can be understood so that we can obey it. This third point answers the question, what's the whole point, again, illuminates the Holy Spirit and Scripture? Yes, God reveals to us when we seek Him. The Holy Spirit illuminates what we read so we can understand it. But to what end and to what purpose? James chapter 1 verse 22-25 says, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away, and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing." The whole point of what we've just read is that Scripture tells us not just be hearers of the word, don't just be readers, but by all means, read and hear God's word, but be doers of the word as well. The reason why God makes it clear and readable and knowable for us on Scripture is for us to be able to obey them, for us to be able to act on them, to follow them, to do them. Scriptures are not just there for us to learn for a purely academic purpose lang, apang study lang ang Bible. Yes, study the Bible, but there's also an application part to that. Because God called us to live lives that honors Him, because we are called to follow and obey God, live our lives with Him. If ever we're wondering, how do we do that? Good thing, we have the Bible to tell us. As we've tackled in the past several weeks, the Bible can speak into our lives. It has authority to do so. But not just that, good thing, it is readable. It is clear. Kasi sayang kung it has authority to speak into us, pero if di kasabot, then wala. Ma-miss out na ito ang gina-speak sa Bible sa tuwa. But because it is comprehensible, it is something we can comprehend on. We can take comfort in the fact that we can hear and obey what God is trying to say to us. We can obey the Word of God. That is the whole point that it's so clear for us to obey and do God's Word. It's kind of like when you go through traffic lanes, you see these traffic lights. It's simple. Three colors lang. Red, yellow, green. Red stands for stop, green for go, yellow for slow down. Three simple colors. It's not like pag sigas traffic light, napay essay mo gawas, please stop. This is the definition of this instruction or something. Napay voice over, wala na. Siga lang suga. It's clear, it's understandable. And the whole point of making it understandable so that people would follow instructions. And the same thing with God's Word. The Bible is clearly written so that those who can read it can understand it as they seek God's help. As they seek God, seek His help, seek His wisdom, seek His guidance, seek His instructions for their lives, it is written clearly for us to understand. In other words, if you're here today, you're asking something from God, Lord, I want to hear from You. Lord, I want to ask something from You. Lord, I need wisdom in these matters, Lord. When you read your Bible, you can take comfort in the fact, church, that you can understand what He's trying to tell you through His Word. It is readable. And we can follow and obey what He's trying to speak to us. As I close this, I want to emphasize that the Bible is not something that we should be intimidated in reading. I remember when I was not yet a Christian that time, but I was being discipled na, and one day, you know, I was in my house. I thought, what if I read the Bible? There's an old Bible in our home. And I thought, ah, yun lang sa, lisod, nosebleed, huli ra kayo, di ba daw kaya? So I just settled for reading some Christian books for a certain period of time. Adriel ako, kaning author, kaning author. Nothing wrong with reading Christian books and textbooks ba. But at the end of the day, it's nothing compared to the Word of God. And for some of us here, we miss out what God is trying to speak into us when we don't read God's Word. We don't have to feel intimidated, church. I'm like, man, this ancient old document or something. The Bible is God's Word for us. He wants us to read it. He's trying to communicate through us, through the Bible. Don't miss out reading the Bible. Just download it. If you can't buy one, if you don't have one, then you can download one for free or buy you a printed one. Don't be intimidated. Start reading it chapter by chapter, verse after verse. Doesn't matter if you're reading it slow or fast. Important thing is we read the Word of God. As we do so, we'll get to understand clearly what God is trying to speak into us. The Bible is clearly written so that those who read it can understand it as they seek God's help. You'll be able to understand Scripture, church. All the benefit, all the authority, all the stuff we tackled on the past couple of weeks, we can get that because the Bible is clearly written.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorydumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.